Tonight we're at the Ventura Comedy. Do me a favor, if you're not subscribing to our website, at least get a ticket to see the show tonight at the Ventura Comedy Club, Ventura Harbor Comedy Club, as part of the Ventura Comedy Festival. It ought to be pretty good. All right, we'll see you guys when we come back here at 9 o'clock Pacific time over these CBS stations. Okay, good morning. I just hit stop that bitch, man. Stop that fucking... All right, good morning and welcome to the pre-show. So yesterday, I had a really early call. Not really early, but it takes forever and a fucking day to get... See, if I had gotten... Never mind. Well, if I'd gotten the house closer to L.A. in the separation between, you know, in the divorce thing, if I got the house that's... I would have been closer and I could have gotten into... I guess I just get my ass out of bed earlier, which I do, but it doesn't make any difference. If the thing's at 12:30, it's at 12:30. And if I got a show that I got to do and I can't, you know, you can't move times. You can move yourself. You can definitely move your own ass, but you can't fucking move the start times for things. So that having been said, you know, although, you know, I noticed that Alex will, you know, why don't we move, you know, Alex, I was just thinking this, man, since... The majority of our listeners are people that download the show. And I you know, then why can't we move the start time of this, of the live show? You know, we can do it any fucking time we want and just tweet out what time it starts. Although some people, you know, are creatures of habit and they want it a certain time. Ah, it's probably not a good idea. Anyway, we are in our pre-show here. So I had a great time yesterday working with the guys at Trip Tank and... got some really good news about another animation audition that I did, and I won't say what that is, but God, you know, please. And then our other deal that I've been telling you guys about, I'm not mentioning the company, I'm not mentioning anything until this motherfucker is inked, at which time, if they don't want to do a press release, I sure as fuck will. And it's still an uphill climb. When you do a television... deal, you know, you guys that are working in TV, you know that, and but for the majority of us that don't, when you're working in a television thing, here's what you get. This goddamn Anthony, oh, it's William Devane. I thought it was Anthony Bourdain. Sorry, Mr. Devane. God damn. If I see that fucking Anthony Bourdain, is that his, one more time, I don't get it about that guy. I guess the show's a hit. It must be, because that's why they're doing all the promos for it. But to watch some guy sit and eat slop in some other country. All right. So you get a deal signed, but then you've got to sell the show. So you get a deal with a production company signed, and you produce the show. But then you got to sell the motherfucker to a network. And that is key. You know, the network's got to look at it and say, we'll take that. And the networks will say, we'll take that. And they'll say what they say. I don't know. So we'll see. I mean, but I'm grateful for the opportunity. And we've got some fantastic ideas that I think you're going to enjoy. And it's whack. It's crazy. It's original. You know, it's a goofy thing. Concerns about Patriots' offensive struggle. All right, so that's where that's at, man. Let's take a look at the news here. You can see it. It's there. It's in black and white. It's pretty interesting. Personally, you want to know what I think? I think it's fucking great. I think it's goddamn great. And it's nothing that I didn't think this president would do. I said at the very beginning of this whole thing that Obama's a guy that will do what he's got to do. He's a pragmatic president. The rest of these fucking bitches that want to talk about how he's a liberal, the rest of these liberals that want to talk about how he's becoming Bush Light, all of them are, don't listen to those people. Listen to the actual source of the news, Obama himself. Don't sit there and listen to what Rush thinks or what Media Matters thinks or what whoever the fuck that MSNBC thinks. What's that? What do you think? Why don't you watch this shit yourself? Watch this shit yourself and stop letting other motherfuckers watch it for you. I don't give a fuck if you don't have enough time. Make the fucking time. Otherwise, you've just condemned yourself to a life of repeating what other people are saying about this stuff. I think it's great. I hope they bomb the motherfuck out of them. I hope they kill them by the goddamn bushel. I understand about collateral damage, but war is war. That's the part of war that people don't get. It becomes a very messy thing when you have to conduct political policy by way of a gun. But if you don't have any choice, you don't have any choice. And when a guy's cutting heads off in response to your well-meaning efforts, I was listening to some people last night, and I after a while, you wonder, is there anybody still fucking stupid enough to listen to this shit? These people are saying,
what we need is education in the region. Women must be educated.
I understand that women must be educated. I understand that people must be educated. You go ahead and you go on over there, and you start educating motherfuckers. Well, then they said, well, we can do a lot of educating back here. Sure. The thing's happening right now, you gay. I get really passionate about this shit. Kabam features free online strategy games for gamers. Well, Stuart Varney is here, and he's got another Chinese guy, Kevin Chow of Kabam. He's the CEO. I think that's the thing that the whole new technology is freaking people out. White people are a lot of the right-wing whites who I love and I really respect. I really do. I love and respect my white friends and conservative whites, because I have a lot as friends. But you're getting freaked out over all of the bowl haircuts and shit. You really gotta fucking grow up a little bit. I mean, the world is filled with people other than white people. You understand that, right? And America was founded as a democratic and free society. You get that part, right? And we do have a Statue of Liberty. You understand all that shit? Okay, then why is it hard to know that there's people coming here that are darker than the rest of you? Because they were invited. Not only invited, but also, essentially, we said, we have the best goddamn thing here in the history of man on this planet. Look what we do. We're great. This shit's good. You should do this shit, too. And so they're coming here to learn that shit. And export that shit. And it's taken a while, a couple of hundred years, but the rest of the world now is getting on board with this whole democracy thing. The last holdouts are these motherfuckers down in the Mideast, so we're going to go down there, drop a whole bunch of fucking bombs on their asses, kill that motherfucker. I hope they find the guys that... I hope they don't bomb those guys that cut the heads off. I hope we get those guys one at a time. I don't know. Probably not. Those pieces of shit will probably... Although, we didn't think we'd get Obama. We didn't think we'd get Osama, did we? Mm-mm-mm-mm. Kabam has secured a $120 million partnership with Alibaba. Now, Stuart Varney and his friends were celebrating the fact that Alibaba has gone down, I don't know what it was, what is it, 12% or something, to $88.50 from its high, from its open, I think, as 95 or something, 94. The Dow is up 90. So Alibaba, however, Alibaba's registered a little bit of a gain here early today. And they were celebrating this because, you know, it's Chinese. But here is an American company that is securing a partnership. Kabam's popular titles include The Hobbit and Fast and Furious 6. And, so I see Varney smiling now. He's saying, well, you know, it's great to see all of you zippers. I mean, wonderful to see. Now let's get back to the news. Let's get back to the real world. In my neighborhood today, they replaced a manhole cover. All right. What the fuck is that? What is that, man? We got more fucking windows open and shit, man. I'm looking at all kinds of shit on the screen here, Alex, on the... Samcast computer, it looks weird, man. There's like, it looks like there's a window that should be closed, but ain't. I don't know. I'm not going to touch it. Or maybe he's in there doing something. Okay.
Yeah, I'm okay.
So that's what's happening in the United Nations. The president laid out a forceful case, forceful blueprint to fight Islamic extremism. This is a continuation of policy established by President Carter. Because if you go back to the rescue attempt in 1979 of the hostages in Tehran, this was the first time that American ground troops were introduced into this Islamic extremist region of the world to solve a fucking problem that normal talking politics couldn't. And if I could just say this to you, politics is generally regarded as that part of policy where you sit and you talk to another guy. But really, that's not all that politics is. Politics is everything that helps you move forward a point of view or position. Whether it is the relationships between people or whether it's the relationship between nations, it's political. And it includes military force. Military force is an extension of the political process. It's extreme. It's, some people say it is the breaking down of the political process. No, it isn't. It's just another tool. It's a regrettable one. It's a devastating one. It's one to be avoided, but it goddamn is political. Don't even fucking make a mistake about it. It's saying, well, you're going to do this, whether you fucking like it or not. Now, how do you like that? That's getting up from the table and taking off your jacket and fucking going, or maybe taking off your pants and going at it with the other guy. All right, or gal. Let's see what else is going on, man. I didn't even go into Metafilter today, man. I'm going to have to just sort of Ryder Cup. I could give a fuck. Syria, I could give a fuck. Climate change, I could give a fuck. Well, Syria, I do. Ebola, Derek Jeter. All this shit I don't care about. San Francisco Giants. Those motherfuckers. Oh, there's a fight. I haven't had any time for sports, but man, the Dodgers beat the Giants last night 4-2, and there was a fucking fight, apparently. Interesting. There was a fight between Bumgarner and Puig last night in the Dodger-Giant game. And we're going to have to look and see what that was all about. Interesting, man. Original game story. Henry Shulman writing for the San Francisco Gate. Giants are fucked. And if you're a Dodger fan, you know where I'm coming from. If you're not, if you don't get it, I mean, I understand. Dodgers and Giants are Yankees and Red Sox. It's the West Coast version of Yankees and Red Sox. Dodgers and Giants hate each other's guts. They've hated each other's guts since New York. And the classic baseball rivalry hatred has been passed down from generation to generation, and here it rests with the current generation of baseball fans. It started with me back in 1962 when the Dodgers lost the playoff to the three-game playoff to the Giants that broke my fucking heart and every little 10-year-old kid in in L.A. Giants went on to lose in 7 games to the Yankees in that World Series. The next year, the Dodgers came and won the National League, and we beat the motherfucking Yankees in 4. So, you know, don't send a boy when you want a man to do the job. Yay! I'm fucking around, Giant fans. Come on, come on. Take it easy. You know I love you, man. I love the Bay Area. I love San Francisco. I love San Francisco. I just don't like the Giants, you know? What do you want me to say to you, man? It's like I didn't like the 49ers till the Rams left. Now it's the only fucking team I got, and guess what? Now they suck. That's great. Do yourself a favor, 49ers. You know, just don't even want Phil Henry as a fan. Do something. Maybe have someone come down here and buy me season tickets to the I don't know who. SC. Oh, what is this, man? All right. Crazy shit going on in baseball land, man. Crazy fucking shit in baseball town. Giants boycotting longtime beat reporter. This ought to be interesting. What's up with this? I love this kind of shit. San Francisco Giants boycotting longtime beat reporter. Hoo-hoo. Ah, God damn it. I made up in my mind. All right, I'm just doing a little print-off job, y'all. Pardon me, y'all. Pardon me, y'all. See what I'm doing here. I'm getting the story ready, y'all, for reading on the air. And listen to that goddamn printer. I don't know. Gives a little character to the room, you know. All right, tonight is our one-man show at the Ventura Harbor Comedy Club. Love to see you out there. We're going to kick off with our usual, you know, Ted Bell. We'll go to Margaret Gray. I have my batting order here. We added a bunch of new shit in the last show. We'll kick off with Ted Bell. We then go to Margaret Gray. We then go to Phil, and then we go to Steve Bozell, and then we go to... Dave Oliva, Larry Grover, but we also included at the last show, like Rudy Canoza was in there. A bunch of stuff was in there, man. So really, if those of you who haven't seen the One Man Show, we've just brought the characters to the stage, you know, and we are, and I'm interacting with them, and I'm using the stage, very physical. Margaret dances. Jay Santos demonstrates the spin moves that he does. He demonstrates the takedown moves. He talks about the different bullshit that he does. And it's a beautiful thing, man. Now, I know there's a whole bunch of fucking jokes that occur. Florida law requires this notice to be posted on all food and beverage vending machines. Report any machine without a notice to 1-800. You may be eligible for a cash award. Do not use this number to report problems with the vending machine. Report any machine without a notice. See, if it didn't have a notice, then there wouldn't be... wow. That's on a Florida vending machine. Jesus Christ. All right, so Paul Walker? What do you mean Paul Walker? Oh, Paul Walker. Oh, God. Vin Diesel. Morning from Canada. Oh, Brody's in Canada. President Bush, by the way, was photographed saluting while holding his dog. Now, you know, I am an admirer of President Bush's. I am. Just as I'm an admirer of President Obama's. I guess I like presidents. I guess I understand they got a tough job. I guess I think that they're essentially patriotic and good guys. And particularly these two men who have inherited a world situation that's beyond fucking belief. But they were bitching about Obama saluting with a cup of coffee. Well, there's President Bush saluting holding a dog. I don't know. Is there a difference in the protocol? I mean, is it more important? I know a lot of the animal, the right-wing animal lovers would say,
That's much, much better than a cup of coffee.
You know, I mean, can we stop with the bullshit? Stop with your fucking bullshit. Jesus fucking Christ. This country needs all the swinging dicks it can get. We haven't got a one. I'm it, man. I'm the only swinging dick in this motherfucker. We're going to fucking start bellyaching about a guy with a cup of coffee. Here's a guy with a dog. Okay, does everybody feel better now about saluting the motherfucking goddamn flag? Or the soldiers, or whatever. He's the commander-in-chief. I think he probably knows better than the rest of you fucking limp-dick motherfuckers when he's supposed to goddamn salute, how he's supposed to fucking salute, what's the protocol, what isn't. You fucking assholes on Fox and MSNBC, all you motherfuckers should only goddamn die. How about that? Goddamn. Especially you fucking pricks on Fox. From day fucking one, you wanted to turn this in, this whole, you call them Bush Light? You wanted to turn this into Bush 2, only now you guys were going to be, Obama was playing a part of Bush, and you guys shit all over him. God damn it, man. Can we just fucking have a goddamn day go by in this country where everybody is kind of pulling in the same direction? Would that be too fucking much to ask? Shit. I think I'll tweet that out. See how I'm always thinking commercially? Even though it sounds like I give a shit, which I do, but I'm always thinking commercially. Okay, so there's a picture of Bush saluting, holding a dog. We've got Obama. I'm going to have to be really careful here. Baby.
President Bush, President Obama.
Can we move the duck on? Or can we move the fuck on? to the world, to the world. Oh man, I'm telling you, the world is a troubled place.
The world is a troubled place. It really is, you know. Phil, we talk about the world. But it's a troubled place, Phil. Filled with troubled people. You know, you never know. Well, I'd like to say that it's great to be here. And I'd like to bless everyone here, in the name of the Father, the Son,
and the Holy Spirit.
You know, a lot of times with a beef witch.
Should I have Father McQuarters on tonight? I think I will. All right. Got a couple more things to do, man. But seriously, man, this is fucked up. Okay, now tonight, today is going to be a short show because of all the preparation we have for today's show. Tonight at the Ventura Comedy Club will be an hour show. Hey, and you know, I mean, I love you. I can't live without you. But some days it's just like that, man. Markets move higher after President Obama's speech. We're going to kick ass. Don't worry about it. We're going to go in and get those head cutting off motherfuckers. And we're going to fucking squash those bitch-made motherfuckers. Last night I was listening to all kinds of shit.
Well, you know, the president is saying that everyone should be, you know, they're saying that we should be aware of what's going on.
When are we
going
to see a repeat of this speech, man? I got to see that. But I need fucking, even though I'm talking to a guy that doesn't exist. Where the fuck? Oh, man, these batteries are shot to shit, Jack. Hold on. Oh, no. I got all kinds of stuff is wrong here, man. Okay. Hold the phone here, man. Be right back. Okay. All right, man. I don't know what kind of batteries this bitch takes, but I'm hoping. Ah, you motherfucker. Yeah, they're too fucking... God damn it, they're fucking A's, bitch. What are they? What the fuck is this, man? Is this the original fucking batteries they put in this piece of shit? Alkaline? Well, it ain't. It is. It's a fucking double A. How do you like that? Fucking lucked out, man. Got a minute to go. This thing now is probably going to have so much goddamn power and juice that it'll just be... I won't be able to hold it in my hands. Are you loving this? What? Hey, what the fuck, man? What is this setup shit? I don't believe this, man. I gotta get rid of this. This fucker's dead, man. All right, here we go, folks. Are you gonna start that, Alex? What is going on here, man? Don't come inside this fucker. All right, we're back here, world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Time to get our show off the ground. Time to get things going. Welcome to our live feed of the Phil Hendry Show here on Wednesday.